Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Trey.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening, Trey? How can we help you? You're looking for June?
Yeah. I messed up on that one.
Oh, God. No. What happened?
Yeah, she might think I'm a POS, you know?
Yeah.
She's been ignoring me, though, but it's not my fault.
Okay, but what happened?
Wait. You said you screwed up, and now you're saying it's not your fault.
Yeah, well, explain, please.
So we were supposed to meet up for our date on the Friday that the Taylor Swift and Janet Jackson show is happening.
Oh, God.
Okay. I think I might know where this is going.
So I'm guessing you're going to say something about being stuck in traffic?
Yeah, that's an understatement, yo. It was bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was heading down the way, so she was waiting for me at the bar, and I shot her a text saying that we have to reschedule.
It was that bad? So what did she say to that?
She seemed all right through text, but I haven't heard from her since, so I'm guessing,
Yeah, because she was probably waiting for you, and she's like, you didn't leave in advance, you idiot, you should have known. All right, well, listen, here's what we'll do. We're going to call her up, explain the situation. If that's why she's mad, we'll convince her that she's in the wrong and that you're in the right. And we'll set up a free date somewhere where it'll, you know, I mean, we don't have anything major coming that should be like anything like that. At least that should be f***ing people with traffic. So, all right. This one should be easy, but let's see. We'll call her up. Stay quiet. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this June?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. So, June, I'm so glad you picked up the phone. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I explain to you really quick why we're calling you? Because, like I said, it's a good reason.
I gotta be honest, my friend's in labor right now, and I thought you were her boyfriend telling me that she has a baby. What is this again?
Okay. What happened? Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Somebody's having a baby. Okay, so listen, basically, we got a phone call from a guy that knows you, and he would love to ask you out on a date, and that's what we do. So if we'll tell you his name, and if you agree to the date, we'll set up whatever date you want. You name the day, the place, the time, all that stuff, and we're talking free food and everything.
It's a guy that knows me? Like, we went out before?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll just tell you his name. He was supposed to go out to him. His name is Trey. You guys had a date set up, but it didn't happen?
Oh, no. F*** him. Tell him that he's blocked permanently.
Okay. Yes, he said that he got that impression when you stopped responding to him. But, okay, so what? But he got stuck in traffic. Like, you can't blame him for that.
He told you that bullshit, too?
It's bullshit. He wasn't stuck in traffic? How do you know?
No, he was at the Celtics game.
Wait, there was a game that night. I remember. There was a game, a home game that night.
How do you know he was at the Celtics game?
No.
I saw him on TV.
No!
What? Okay.
What are the odds?
That might not have. Well, you know what? He's on the phone right now. Hey, Trey, are you there?
Please.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's on the phone right now.
Yeah, well, maybe he can explain. Trey?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I wasn't at the Celtics game that night. So I was stuck in traffic. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Because after you fucking blew me off for our date, I called my friends to come drink with me. And as I'm telling them how bad I felt for you, one of my girlfriends points out at the TV and you were right there.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Nah, no way. That was someone who looked like me, though.
What?
Stop lying. It was during the pregame show, and you were standing right behind Brian Scalabrini wearing a Celtics jersey.
Down!
Yo. Trey?
Yeah. Oh,
Trent, was that you?
No.
Let me explain that.
Oh, my God.
No, you fucking asshole. You lied to me.
No.
Wait.
I mean, it was the playoffs.
Yeah, explain.
I wasn't planning to, but my boy came through at last minute tickets, all right? I couldn't say no.
I wouldn't ask you to say no if you were fucking honest with me, but you weren't. And
right.
That's where you fucked up.
Yep.
Yo, I'm sorry, though. I won't do it again. Can we just let you know?
Well, we can guarantee you won't do it again because they're not in the playoffs. But let's say, you know, what if somebody comes through with some other last-minute tickets to something that you want to see?
Well, now I know I have that permission to change plans, so I'll tell you the truth.
God. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't believe that you... Oh, wait. Is that no to another date?
No, I'll go out with you again. Just stay there and wait. If I don't show up, it's because I'm stuck in traffic, you piece of
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, Trey, I don't condone this. I don't condone it. But why the f*** did you get behind Brian Scalabrine and get in front of a camera?
What an idiot. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, what were the odds of the camera being right on me and her watching the game?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.